Hi, Bill. How's the weekend?
You won't believe it. I spent most of my time on the history reading assignment.
Oh, really? Then you must have found something interesting in it.
Yeah, I have never been so fascinated by a history book before, and I'm sure I will be able to give a very nice presentation in History 207 this Wednesday.
To tell you the truth, since we've been studying World War I for about 3 weeks now, I am getting a little bored with the subject. I really can't imagine what could make you feel so excited about it.
Well, you have finished the reading assignment, haven't you?
No, I am just halfway through the book. I have just finished the part about the social effects brought about by World War I.
Oh, that. Well, I seem to remember something about how families were altered by the departure of many men.
Yeah, you are right. With the death or absence of the primary wage earner, women were forced into the workforce in unprecedented numbers. At the same time, industry needed to replace the lost laborers sent to war. This aided the struggle for voting rights for women.
Oh, I forget I am talking to an expert on the women's movement. But that certainly is not what interested me most. Actually, what I found most fascinating about World War I was its impact on technological innovations.
Such as?
You know, World War I was different from prior military conflicts. It was a meeting of 20th century technology with 19th century mentality and strategies. For instance, chemical warfare was a major distinguishing factor of the war. Actually, only a small proportion of casualties were caused by gas, but it achieved harassment and psychological effects. What's more, fixed-wing aircraft, submarines, and tanks were all developed and used for the first time during this war.
Now I see why you are so enthusiastic this time.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, how did the man spend the weekend? Number two, what kind of change occurred to women as a result of World War I? Number three, which of the following statements about chemical warfare is true? Number four, which of the following is not a military vehicle used for the first time in World War I? Number five, what can be inferred about the man?